You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I want his ass.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest. And the latest is some All-Star news. We'll get you ready for the Astros and get you set up for that matchup as they try to avoid getting swept by coming into the series, a really struggling Cleveland Guardians team. We'll get you set up and ready for that. But let's start with some All-Star news. Let's start with some good news. Isak Paredes, the Astros third baseman who has had a hell of a start to his Astros career. Hit his 19th home run the other night and has played well throughout. Anywhere you move him, he's been in the lineup, in the leadoff spot, the three spot, the four spot, wherever you put him. He, Clint, has now been added to the All-Star team. He is an All-Star through an injury he is in now, and it is well-deserved from Isak Paredes. As he is one of the guys, maybe the forgotten guy in the Kyle Tucker trade. A lot of people were on Cam Smith. A lot of people, obviously, about the pitching with Wisniewski. But he has been the best of the bunch easily, and that's with Cam Smith, who's really started to take shape. But he's been so consistent throughout this year. A great honor, well deserved honor from Isak Paredes.
Yeah, this is big time, man. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's been consistent all year long, 250-plus hitter, 19 bombs, 800-plus OPS. A guy's been extremely clutch. He gets quality at-bats. The power with the 19 bombs is there. It's well-deserving. He's been absolutely huge for the Astros this year, given what all the injuries and all the movement up and down the lineup. He's been, I mean, absolutely huge, and so perfect timing for us as fans to have Isak Paredes have a career year. I mean, this is big time, man. He deserves a hell out of it, no doubt.
Fellas, I would say, I mean, he's been not just better, a lot better with some of the first halves Alex Bregman has had over the last couple of years. I'm talking about here with the Astros in the first half of the season with the slow starts that Alex has had. Isak Paredes has probably been better than he has been just in the first half. Now Alex has had second half kicks where he has really, really stepped up in a big way, and hopefully for the Astros, Paredes is able to do that as well. But he is. They haven't really gotten this level of production in the early part of the season from that position in the last, I'd say, at least 2 years. So it's been a welcome sight that he has started right off, pretty much right off the bat at times this year. You got something?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the thing is if he just continues doing what he's doing, which is really good, I mean, Ron, he's going to, with the exception of just a couple of monster years that Alex Bregman had, the 2018 year, the 2019 year, I mean, Bregman just had monster years.
MVP type,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, the 2019 year was off the charts, and that's, I mean, you know, he had 41 bombs. He had over 1,000 OPS.
Second in the MVP, yeah.
Hit 300. I mean, but you, with the exception of that one year, I mean, if Isak Paredes continues playing the way he's playing right now, he's going to flirt with 40 bombs. Bregman only did that once. You know, it's when you look at what he's doing with the glove as well. I mean, he's not Bregman, I don't think, but he's been really impressive.
I think he's been better than what we thought.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. But you know, the year he's putting together, Ron, is it's got a chance to be very fair to have conversations about this is a Bregman-like year for year one with Isak as an Astro.
At the very least, he hadn't lost much at the third base position.
I think right now
he's probably been better the last couple of years up to this point.
Yeah, the Bregman slow starts. Now we'll see if Bregman gets hot, and we said it a million times.
Not the Bregman this year. Not the Bregman that's playing for the Red Sox.
The Astro Bregman, the Houston Bregman. Here's the deal, though, Ron. Like, we've said it a million times. Like, you can come in here and you can have a good year. We can even talk about comparing you to some of the greats. You are going to be judged with a team that has been to the ALCS and the World Series, been the best team in baseball for the last 10, 12 years. Like, I mean, you're going to be judged off of how clutch you are, what you do in big moments. When the lights are the brightest, we'll see. And Paredes has been really good in those moments so far. That as the season goes along, the moments will get bigger. We'll see if he can carry that same punch.
Other All-Star news: Joe Espada spoke to the media ahead of the game. Said Jeremy Peña will attend the All-Star game, but will not play.
You called it.
Yeah, in the All-Star game, which honestly, I mean, it does suck for him. Hopefully for Jeremy Peña's sake, he will. This won't be the last time he is an All-Star, and he will actually get to experience the honor from a playing perspective. But this makes the most sense, man. You know, I know he probably wants to play and participate and be out there, but you know this rib thing, you don't want to play with it, you don't want to mess with it if you don't have to, and you don't want to try to rush yourself too early. But I am glad he gets to experience things. So he'll probably be there for all the events, the Home Run Derby. He'll be out there to be acknowledged. They'll probably boo him, but be acknowledged from everybody in Atlanta when they announce the All-Stars. So congratulations to him. But I know it's probably very disappointing for him that he doesn't get to play.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, that's what Scott Boras is saying as well. All right, let's get you ready for tonight's matchup as the Astros they look to avoid the sweep. Paredes is we're saying it. Walter's on the mound, guys. Let's hope so. Paredes is leading off as usual. Jake Meyers, that's another big injury news there. Jake Meyers, who has missed a few games there, got injured in the Dodgers series with what was reported as calf tightness. He is back in the lineup and playing center field. Not any kind of IL stint. So Jake Meyers is batting second. And in center field, Jose Altuve is at second base, batting third tonight. Cam Smith falls back into the cleanup role as Victor Caratini behind him. Yiner Diaz is catching. Caratini is at first base. Again, Christian Walker is still on the paternity list. Cooper Hummel is the DH tonight with Taylor Trammell in left field again. See if he can stay extra base hit hot. Mauricio Dubon is back at shortstop as they're going to give Zach Short the night off. But Dubon is in at shortstop. And as we said,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Walter gets the ball tonight. They've lost the first two games of this series. How you fellas feeling tonight? Think they avoid the sweep tonight, Brandon Walter on the mound?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You can put them brooms up. Old, ain't happening.
Old Ginger Nation, man. I don't know, man.
Old Heisenberg.
I feel like we can score some runs. I like the Eastside.
They scored 11 runs in this series.
Look, I like the over 1.5 bases for my man Eastside and Jose. But I don't know. We'll see what old Brandon Walter can do.
Not a big deal. They still have a 7-game lead in the West. But I would say that you don't want to walk into the All-Star break kind of in a down note.
Damn sure
right?
Don't want to limp into it.
Yeah, you don't want to. You got Seattle coming right out to start that series. You're playing the Guardians. You play the Rangers coming up next. So hopefully you get up for that series. And you don't want to come out here and have a losing homestand with that. So it's not obviously hugely important with a 7-game lead, but you don't want to get into a negative space. They've been going really, really well, doing what they can. You want to avoid a sweep here. They had won what one or tied or broke even 13 straight series, and they've lost this one with losing the first two. You don't want to get swept. That's something you want to avoid. And the lineup looks a lot better with Jake in it. As opposed to the amount of guys they've had to run in there,
yeah,
that have been maybe Sugarland, hell, maybe Corpus players in that bad boy.
Khakis.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, interesting story that had been kind of talked about a bit, and that is sources are telling ESPN, Clint, that the NFL Players Association, which you used to be a part of, and the NFL agreed to keep collusion finding secret. In January, an arbiter, Christopher Droney, ruled there wasn't sufficient evidence of collusion by owners in contract negotiations with quarterbacks after the record fully guaranteed contract signed by quarterback Deshaun Watson in 2022. Any such collusion to keep salaries down would violate the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and its union. But Droney concluded that the NFLPA showed by clear preponderance of evidence that Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league's general counsel, Jeff Pasch, had urged owners to restrict guaranteed money in player contracts. Pablo Torre finds out was him and Mike Florio were the ones that really kind of laid this out. They got the agreement, the 61-page ruling. It was kind of kept secret until Pablo Torre and his team published the document last week and created a bit of a conversation outside of this. So right now, this looks like maybe it's not as big of a story right now, but I wonder if this is something that picks up steam of anything of the commissioner, Roger Goodell, in any way saying, you know, anything about restricting guaranteed money to players' contracts.
All this is, that last line that you read is all that's important, right? Some players told ESPN they were surprised by the details in the ruling and didn't understand why their union, by the way, the union hadn't shared the ruling with them. If big enough name players decide that they want to make enough noise about their union not representing them in an honest, fair way, this could get completely out of hand. I haven't read it. I don't know what the findings are, but I'm gonna guess you don't have to work real hard to find evidence of owners getting together and going, hey, dummy.
Hey, man,
you give that guy $255 million. You see what happened to Cleveland? Let's not do that.
Let's not.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like it's hard.
And the Lamar Jackson contract happened right behind it, and he still didn't get the fully guaranteed money that Deshaun.
It's not hard to arrive at a place where you think owners would do that. And it wouldn't be real difficult to find the evidence, I wouldn't think. But you start getting into a bigger issue, which is your players' association not being transparent with us, the players.
Trying to keep that hidden from them.
Yeah, that could get ugly. That could get ugly real quick. So hopefully nothing. I don't like the drama, but it could get ugly.
It is definitely a story.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God! Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.